Kimberly in Missouri is dealing with a noisy floor. Tell us what's going on.
I have a section in my tile floor. It's the longer planks, wood-looking floor. That it's a high-traffic area, and there's various areas on it. When you walk over it, it makes a popping noise. And it's not the same spot all the time. It's probably within, they're alternating, you know, so that, you know, they're not all lined up together. So, you know, it's probably 8 to 10 different areas there that will pop from time to time. So I don't know. And it's different times of the day. It's not every time, but when you're walking through an area, you don't particularly pay right where you're putting your foot every time you walk through, you know. So,
do you happen to know where the tile floor is on top of? In other words, what's the underlayment under the tile floor? Is it a double layer of plywood by any chance?
It is plywood underneath.
Is it right on the plywood or is there an underlayment?
There is a flooring underlayment underneath that because we had parquet underneath that at one time, and that's a solid plywood. And then they did put an underlayment board on top of that, whether it's a quarter inch or 3/8 inch or whatever that is.
Part of that sandwich, there's probably space in there somewhere. And it's the kind of problem that's not really structural in nature. And I don't think this is indicative, but it's super annoying.
Yeah.
One of the ways to solve this, and it's a little bit of a pain in the neck, is by basically drilling out from underneath a section of the floor and then inserting a construction adhesive up into that to kind of close the gap. So, for example, if you had a hole saw and you set the drill bit on the hole saw to just barely be longer than the saw itself, you could essentially excise out a hole of the plywood, a circle of the plywood, whatever the diameter of the hole saw was. Let's say it's 2 inches. You can take that out up against the underlayment that's against the tile, and then you could squeeze into that space construction adhesive, like a liquid nails or something like that. And that can flow in there and take up the gap and help solidify the area. But it's a very time-consuming, annoying process that's not always successful. So unless it's something that's really, really, really bothering you, I would probably just accept it.
Okay, well, then we'll just chalk it up as character then.
All right, Kimberly, good luck with that project.
Thank you very much.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.